Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Steven in the land down under. He sent me a more than generous donation for future topic requests. Not sure if he's going to request something or if he just wants me to make whatever I want. So I thought I'd go through another red pill concept that I'm including in my book. This is a topic I've covered in a video with the same title 5 years ago. And that topic was discussing the possibility that Jordan Peterson might have love goggles for his wife, and that's why I wasn't able to rationalize a reason for MGTOW. That's 1,600 videos ago. So I thought it was time for an update and some new thoughts. The old video link is in the description. Anyways, here's a brief introduction to this section in my upcoming book, and I quote, "You can either love women or understand them. You can't do both. A man in a relationship gives himself a love lobotomy without realizing it, when he falls in love head over heels. He blinds himself to female nature thanks to the pharmacy found in his own mind. It spews out happy hormones while listening to her moan. He doesn't realize that he's cuckoo for vagina puffs, and you might say that when you're in love, you're wearing optimistic eyes or rose-colored glasses. Actually, they're more likely the shade of period blood Kool-Aid. For many men, love goggles activate what I can only describe as the emotional immune system, which is aimed at bachelors that are in the process of pointing out bad female behaviors. Women shame single men, and now so does he. When you put the love goggles on, you start to see such men as having toxic masculinity. Yet 6 months earlier, you would have agreed with their point of view. When I say love goggles, I don't mean the shallow infatuation stage you feel early in a relationship. I'm talking about something that happens deep around the 3 to 6 month mark, depending on how deeply you fall in love and how quickly. Remember that the harder she makes your cock, the harder and faster it hurts your heart. The full effect begins once you actually start having sex. So one might also call them testicle spectacles. When you love a woman, you will defend her from verbal and physical attacks. But that instinct spills over to other women as well at this point. You might offer to paint your girlfriend's apartment, just because, or help her move in. Can't you see clearly why women want all men to fall in love? Because you're not yourself when you're in love. You become a tool for the female collective. Love makes you dumb, and yet you remain smart enough to be useful, but dumb enough to be used. Besides, modern marriage and relationships are no longer about love, but instead about leverage. She can leave you at any time and shut that pharmacy in your mind off. Heartbreak is nothing more than withdrawal from the drug love. All you're doing is chasing dragons with breasts," unquote. So hopefully you guys are enjoying this. I'll share more in just a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Stoic Indifference. Fausto De Campo is the author of this book that teaches you basic mental discipline. They say that a mime is a terrible thing to waste, and so is your mind, especially when you fall in love and put your mental well-being into the hands of a woman. Think for yourself, structure your thoughts, and improve your critical thinking skills. Pick up a copy on Kindle or paperback today. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to women using love as a drug to turn you into a slave to the female collective clown world show. Even after you leave a relationship, it may take many months to wean yourself off of love and take those goggles off. Remember that if you're single because you were dumped or you're just giving up on love, that doesn't mean you're giving up on life, because love sucks the life right out of you. It turns you into someone else. A man sees the world differently when he's single. Most men are afraid of never being in love again, and thus they chase it by immediately getting into another relationship after the last one barely ends. Again, love goggles are not simply blind infatuation. They're more of a slow burn. Some men say that they're immune to putting them on. But for most, they are actually a form of madness that creeps up on you like a quiet cougar from a dark corner in a nightclub, waiting to molest you. You'll find yourself defending women that you aren't even in a relationship with without even realizing it. You'll start attacking single men and shaming them to start dating. But from my perspective, the changes will happen so gradually that you won't notice a difference in your behavior until someone on the outside points it out. Some men appear immune to the love goggles and the quackery of the cooch. Figuring out what type of man you are really helps. The goggles also trick you into loving an illusion. She puts on 60 pounds and you don't even realize it. She puffs herself up to the size of a marshmallow man and you're still madly in love with her. You might begin to idealize other women as being perfect as well. From women's perspective, any man that's critical of them has to be corrected and put in his place. When you wear the love goggles, you're part of the female Borg collective doing their bidding without even realizing it. You become her pussy power by proxy. If you touch her ass, she assimilates you into their hive mind. So far, that's all I've got to say in this section. I'm sure I'm going to get many new ideas by going through the previous Love Goggles video. However, as I was watching it, I realized that the video doesn't appear to have much about Love Goggles in it at all. The only great point in the first half was from a female perspective, that when you put on the Love Goggles, you don't love her for who she really is. And she might be smart enough to realize this. You only love her because of the chemicals in your cranium. It begs the question, what exactly is love if it's not simply an automatic release of molecules to manipulate your mood and behavior? Children don't wear love goggles for members of the opposite sex, their own age, and because of that, they find them gross. Is love nothing more than a biological tool for mating and reproduction? What does one say when a woman tells a man that he isn't being honest with her because he doesn't see or love the real her? She's insulting the emotions he doesn't have any control over. Imagine the woman you love telling you that the only reason you love her in the first place is because of nature, and not because of who she is. The funny part is you still won't care to hear it, and you'll continue loving her as if she didn't say anything at all. To women, the love of a man might as well be an invisible leash, and the only way to know it's actually there is to constantly keep asking you if you love her, or to buy her flowers or some other baubles. I bet some women are relieved to finally have children, because then the love goggles get shifted over to their kids, so she doesn't have to keep checking every 5 minutes if he loves her or not. Back in the days of Saturday morning cartoons, we see characters with a flower in their hand pulling off one petal at a time and saying, he loves me, and then pulling another one off and saying, he loves me not. Women don't generally have love goggles. Sure, they might get infatuated with a hot chat and his pepperoni. But even if you as a male date way down, she comes to her senses at some point and treats you the same way she would any old man. One guy in the comments section under the previous Love Goggles video said this, and I quote, it's our suffering while having a family that oftentimes destroys our dreams, but awakens us to how important many of our desires were in the first place, unquote. I think it takes a special kind of man, an introverted guy with trait openness that craves new experiences in life and to explore while staying away from people in general that steal his energy that copes best without having a family in his life or children. I've always found that my desires were more important than the women I was with. But I guess for many guys, because they lack imagination and creativity for expressing themselves, it really is less important than the satisfaction they might get from having a family. Maybe that's why our species isn't extinct yet. I recently took the Jordan Peterson personality test and found out that I'm in the 95th percentile for openness. I find my own desires far more important than anything I might have had with a family. But that guy in the comments section was right, that for the majority of men, the suffering they receive from having a family does actually show how boring and plain their dreams really are. I feel like I've barely scratched the surface on my own personal developments. Love goggles have led to a simping epidemic. You just go with the flow when you have them, with whatever a woman wants from you. You no longer pass your shit tests, or you just feel so much love that you don't actually care if anything good or bad happens in your life, because you have a lovely wife. The danger of the love goggles is what happens if and when she suddenly leaves you and you had zero idea it was going to happen. It catches you by surprise because your mind has been overproducing the bonding drug oxytocin. But if she's had more meat run through her than a butcher shop, she probably can't bond with you. So you end up having an emotional leash tethered to her that she can sever at any time and not feel too bad about it because she's done it a dozen times before. For you, the day she leaves you is the worst day of your life. For her, it's just Tuesday. I find that love goggles tend to get foggier the more sex you have. I enjoy basking in those chemicals, and they give me a break from thinking too much about the craziness of this world. The line from T.S. Eliot also sums it up best when he says that humankind cannot bear too much reality. Seeing the world with love goggles certainly keeps reality away. Is it better to live a life where you're drowning in something that makes you feel good, or to stew in something that makes you feel awful? Some men don't actually want to peer into the abyss of life without having love. But I believe that to understand what the love goggles are, you need to put them on at least once in your life. Hopefully you guys are enjoying these videos covering material for my book. As before, I want to hear what you guys think with regards to key concepts you want to hear in the book down in the comments. Writing each tiny essay that'll go into the book is rather exhausting. You know your brain is working overtime when after writing, for just an hour, you start to get really, really hungry. The thing is, I'm almost never hungry, so that was a shocker to me. After finishing my book, I'm also contemplating making videos with regards to the progress of building my virtual sex system. Maybe making a video once or twice a month showing how the projection system works and the whole journey from a bunch of pieces to an actual working prototype. I enjoy making daily content because it keeps my mind focused and creativity flowing. but it doesn't leave much room to write or invent anything else. Combining the two would actually be like a superpower. The only thing that worries me is that inventing something in front of everyone and having people just show up and steal my ideas wouldn't be all that great. For all I know, there might be a text-to-speech MGTOW channel out there coming to steal the first half of this talk, when it's finally released. The book is being made this way so that I can actually build up my confidence to tackle a bigger project. I enjoy my routines and can get stuck in them sometimes, and because of that, there's not much time to do anything else. I sporadically put out travel videos as well when I have time. Getting lost in a comfortable creative routine is why I've been making content for 8.5 years every single day. But writing a book like this in pieces and sharing it slowly online lends itself to suggestions and collaboration. Plus, the audience gets to put their own input in as well. How many authors do that before they finally release the writings? Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Steve for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that many men let love smash their hopes and dreams, and it happens so slowly that they don't even realize it. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And it won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the hormones that turn you from being a free man into a slave to sex and love away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.